Hey everyone, I'm Erica.
And I'm Shay.
And we're two bestie moms breaking down topics each week here on our podcast.
We cover everything from pop culture to travel, motherhood, organization, fitness, fashion, food, and so much more.
We're two best friends just chatting about life, and we're so excited you're here. Hey Shay.
Erica.
Here we are. It's episode 11.
I mean, that's a big accomplishment for us, isn't it?
I know. Last time, how many episodes did we get through last season? Like three, four?
I think we did four. But really, the big accomplishment goes to our amazing producer, John.
Yay.
Yeah, because Eric and I, we don't do anything, but John does it all. He helps us so much.
Yes, yeah. We love him. And we're glad that we've made it to episode 11.
Yes. So we're doing something fun today. When we think it's fun, we didn't anticipate doing this, but we learned quickly after each episode, your feedback has been so much fun, so funny. You guys have picked up on little things we didn't even mean to say, and you've reached out to us. So we're going to kind of have a second look at the first 10 episodes. We're going to like just briefly go over them and call out some things that you guys wanted us to go into more detail about.
Yeah. So we're going all the way back to episode one, where we broke down Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, first reaction, I thought you guys were so sweet and encouraging, and which is why we're here till number 11.
You guys seemed like genuinely happy that we were back and super impressed with how much better we sounded, right?
All John. Yeah. Okay. I would say from Hawaii, let me ask you, what do you think the biggest like question takeaway people had from that episode was?
I think the question we got the most was like they wanted us to address COVID.
Which I completely understand.
Yeah. And we actually do in one of our random reader questions, I think it's maybe like episode 7 or 8. We answer it a little bit at the end, but would you like to share anything about COVID and Hawaii, Shay?
Yeah, just as a recap, this episode one, Hawaii, we aired it, I think, June 1st, but we actually went on the trip over a year before that in March of 2020. So just globally, March of 2020 was, you know, a huge moment. We were actually on board a cruise ship when the United States really started to shut down and cruise lines were shutting down. So yes, I could see why you would have questions. We were really trying to, I don't know. I wanted to remember the good parts of the trip. I didn't take pictures of the yucky parts, but there were some, you know.
Yeah. And just like any vacation, I mean, even though we're travel agents, we paid for it. It was a vacation for our families, our husbands, our all of us. So I just think it was something that we were actually trying to like enjoy ourselves and have the best time no matter what was happening around us. And in Hawaii, things shut down later. So while it might look like from pictures or hearing us talk about it that we were being, I don't know, like having our heads in the cloud or being insensitive to what was happening. Like in Hawaii, it didn't look like that.
And on our ship, it didn't feel like that.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
So we were trying to be in the moment. I mean, our husbands both took work, time away from work for this vacations that we paid so much money for.
Yes.
So we were trying to make the most of it while at the same time, you know, we own a travel agency. So that was stressful trying to get our customers that were out of the country back into the country. And every day, Norwegian Cruise Line, which is who we were with, you know, letting us know updates about our safety on the ship. Would they get us off? When? How long would we get to sail? We did get to complete our sailing, but it was kind of creepy because when we got off the ship that day, that ship went into be docked. Like nobody got on after us.
We were the last people getting off. And then it was no one sailed since.
No one has sailed on that ship since our families got off that day. I mean, it wasn't great, but looking back, I'm super happy that most of my memories are like the fun ones I made with my family. I tried not to dwell on the other stuff.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I'm still super glad we went. It was a great trip. Yeah.
It was a great trip during unprecedented times.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to move on to episode two, where we broke down travel.
This was fun. So many people had so many great questions for us. And since then, we've actually gone on a trip together. This summer, we went to San Antonio, which was our annual trek down to San Antonio, which is always so much fun.
Yeah. Okay. So on that trip, we've all laughed about it. But you know how we talked in the episode about splitting bills and like, how does that work every time we sit down, or like if the kids go to get a snack, you know, do we separate it? But remember what happened? We literally, Bowen and Ashby were walking up to the counter to order their lunch. Like, we kind of just let the kids order when they were ready. They ordered for Madeley and Britt too. And we said, as they walked off, like, make sure you tell them both numbers. And when Bowen came back, he made a joke like, thanks, Mr. Andrew, that one was on you or something. And we were all like, what? Like, you put all their food. Anyway, but like, again, the next kids that ordered or the next snack or whatever, we put it on ours. So we felt like we, you know, just made it all even eventually. It all evened out.
Yeah, I think the laid back approach and just assuming at the end of the day, it all kind of works itself out is really the best way. And, you know, we did our podcast. We had a lot of people that gave us feedback about how that part's the financial part's tricky when traveling with people.
Yeah.
I think like you need to go with people that you can be a little bit more laid back with, or that gets stressful.
It does. It does.
We just always assume at the end it will just kind of work out, and it does. But we, in that episode, we talk about the app, that Settle Up app, which is if that doesn't fit with you and you need more structure than just splitting things.
Well, yeah, that would totally, even with two families, it would work too. If after every meal you kind of just added things up and did it like that.
I got a lot of feedback. Maybe people are traveling with the wrong people. I just hope you guys realize it works so well with us because we're just our families complement each other so well. But, you know, if you don't think it's going to be fun, like going into it, probably they're not the right people to be traveling with. And that's okay.
Or make Settle Up app your favorite, like your best friend, because I could see where if I had 7 kids, even though we're like laid back when we travel, if I had 7 and you had 4, like that wouldn't be fair, you know? So just like split it up, or, you know, you grab a couple things the next time to make it even, that kind of thing. Was there anything else on the episode that you remember getting feedback from that we should cover?
No, I really remember that one got a lot of positive praise because I think we did a good job of covering everything, right? We talked about road trips, small as road trips to, you know, as big as like a big land and sea vacation. So if you missed it and you're going to travel with people, family or friends, we talk about both. You should go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah. And then after we listen, in honor of Shay, let's all go brush our teeth.
Listen, how many times have you brushed? Well, first of all, what time is it? It's 10, 11 in the morning. How many times have you brushed your teeth so far today?
Once.
I'm already at twice.
Are you trying to beat me at this? You win. I don't brush my teeth that often. I brushed my teeth this morning when I got up.
No, I don't think I do win. I think I'm going to be the big loser at the end.
Your gums. Yeah. Your gums are going
to
lose.
Yeah. And I'm drinking coffee right now, which means I'm going to have to brush my teeth here in a second. I mean, if you're wondering about that, you should listen to the episode too.
Yeah.
Moving on, binge watching was so much fun.
Yes. Okay, let's hit a couple shows that we just totally forgot about. We had some friends especially text us and be like, well, have you seen this? And we would be like, oh yeah, we just forgot to say it. Or have you seen, are there any shows that you can think of that we just forgot to put on the list?
Yes. So episode 3, we go over all of our favorite binge watching shows. I forgot to put Homeland on there. I really like Homeland. I binged that. I think that's like such a good one, especially that last season was so good. Ozark is one.
Haven't watched Ozark. Homeland, I stopped in like season 2. I got so frustrated with the guy. I need to go back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You know how I am? I like things wrapped up at the end. Doesn't even have to be happy. I just want like a nice ending of a series. Yes. Homeland gives you a very nice ending.
Okay.
Everything felt so wrapped up.
That's what I've heard. The last season's the best. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Ozark. Jason Bateman, you haven't watched Ozark?
No, I watched the first episode and we didn't go past it, I don't think.
And Laura Linney? Has Tab not watched it?
I don't think so.
You should take your headphones off and go home right now.
Okay, it's over. Thank you for listening.
You haven't watched it? Tab would love it.
No, and it even happens in like the Ozarks of Missouri, right?
Yes.
I know. No. Apparently, I should go back and listen.
Another one that we didn't say was, I don't think, we didn't talk about The Crown, did we? Or Marvelous Miss Maisel. Those were ones we forgot to mention.
Oh, okay. The Crown, I couldn't super get into The Crown. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, though, I was a huge fan. I watched them all.
I was super into both of them. I loved The Crown. I think Erica thought it was a little boring or slow.
Yeah. I did think it was a little boring and slow.
I love The Crown. That's a great one. And I love how the cast changes after the first two seasons. I think that's just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But The Marvelous Miss Maisel, so good. Oh, wait. But what? She, the main actress, she plays Rachel in the Kevin Spacey one. Why can't I think of it? With Robin Wright.
Have I seen it?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's so, you should binge watch it. Why can't I think of what it's called? Hold on. Googling. Hold on.
Google and let us know. We'll wait.
Yeah, everybody wait.
Da, da, da.
House of Cards. I could not think of it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, House of Cards is so good.
Okay. But are these all shows that you're watching like with your husband? Like it's like, are these like shows you watched alone?
Well, Andrew and I are super weird because we watch the same shows, but we watch them typically by ourselves. So all of these, so like we watch them like when we're on the stair mill or when we're like eating lunch, like while he's at work and I'm at work, or while I'm putting on my makeup, or while he's, I don't know, whatever boy thing he's doing. So okay. We don't necessarily watch them. In fact, rarely.
Do you talk about?
But we talk about them.
Do you talk about how many episodes you're supposed to watch each day? Or you say like, we're going to complete one episode and we'll talk about it tonight.
Usually what happens is Andrew watches like, first, usually he's like, oh my gosh, I'm on episode 6 of House of Cards. You've got to watch the show. It's so good.
Oh, and so, then you do. Okay.
So then I do. And then I'm like on episode 2 and he's on episode 8. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so good. He's, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are talking. Yeah. That's just how it rolls at our house right now.
Okay.
But I think your husband would love all the all ones I just named.
Okay. Yes. Also, we didn't talk about Sex and the City, right?
I love that one.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever watched them like from the beginning to the end. You know, I think I just watched them when they were on TV here and there. So, I mean, I know the story. I've seen the movies, but I probably would like enjoy going all the way back.
I think it still tracks today. I think you can watch it today and still be like, love the city and what they're wearing. And, you know, I think it would still be as, you know, cute and fun today. I like that one a lot. Yeah. We missed some good ones.
No, there's probably more too. I feel like other people have asked us questions
like Virgin River, that Sweet Magnolia.
Oh, yeah. We watched those on Netflix. Yes.
Yeah. And we didn't talk about Grey's Anatomy. Did you watch Grey's Anatomy?
I watched it live as it was happening on TV for like the first 72 episodes or seasons. And now that they're in, I mean, not really, but I probably watched like the first 5 seasons.
I tried to binge that one.
It was just long. It's a lot.
I tried to binge it maybe during COVID, maybe right before. And I got on season 7 because, you know, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in Grey's Anatomy. I got on season 7. And then when I realized at that time there were 17 seasons, I think there's more since then. I just thought, I just don't have it in me. I can't do 10 more years of this. Right. Yeah. So I quit at season 7.
Okay. Speaking of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, your celebrity crush, I got asked about my celebrity crush.
Let's talk.
Okay. But I mean, my answer is going to be so disappointing because there's no one that I feel as passionately about as you do. If I had to choose, which you're going to crack up at this, but if I had to choose right now and like my life depended on it, you know, I got really into Yellowstone and I would be like, oh, Rip is my celebrity crush because I had a moment with Yellowstone last year and I'm anxiously awaiting the next season to come out. But there's not somebody that's like, oh, like that. Or maybe I'm just not thinking about it and I'll be paying attention. So if I'm reminded.
Do you know that actor's name?
No.
I feel like if you're going to declare him your celebrity crush.
I should change that.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
That's a horrible way to tell my celebrity crush is by saying his on-screen name. What's his name?
Oh, I actually think I knew this. Cole Hauser.
Oh, we did know that. Yes. But I feel like he's been in other things and it hasn't been the same reaction. Yeah, see, I like him as Rip. So I'm going to go with my celebrity crush is Rip.
I just showed her a Google image.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I prefer Rip. Or at least Cole Hauser with facial hair.
I think it's the facial hair that Erica likes. Oh, because look, he has facial hair here. And
I know, that
he
one's
looks
cute.
Dapper.
Yes, see?
Yeah.
Apparently, I have a lot of...
I like facial hair, too. Yeah, he's cute there.
Yeah.
I think step one in identifying your celebrity crush is knowing their name.
I did. Rip, you saw it. I wasn't a fan of Cole Hauser. I was a fan of Rip. Okay, what else? We also talked about...
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think we should save it for the end of this one.
Okay.
What we got the most feedback on, but allowances. We talked about allowances in this episode. I got so much feedback. Guys, your ideas are still too hard for me. Right?
Okay. Yeah. We still haven't done anything with allowance.
You are all so kind. I got so many ideas about allowance, but there was just so many steps. I need like a banker to move into my house.
Or, you know, like Super Nanny, the show, like, yes. Super Nanny, there should be something like allowance, something. And if they came in and set it up and got like me trained, my kids trained, then it probably does run smoothly, but it's all the time that it would take training all of us.
Yes. I think you said it best in this episode where you said it's like another child. It's like somebody else you have to like take care of because, well, if you want your allowance, you have to do your chores. Did you do your chores? Well, you didn't do your chores all the way. We're not getting an allowance. So now you're like on your kid about something else.
Yeah.
I also struggle with this. This just happened yesterday. So yesterday I asked Maidly to do something outside of a normal Maidly chore. Uh-huh. Okay. But she was the only one around. And I thought like, okay, I think maybe she could do this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give you like, I didn't use the word allowance because we don't do that, but I'll give you a little something if you could do this chore. So then she was like, oh, okay. So she did it. But then in my head, I'm like, how much do you give her? And a dollar sounded like a lot. I mean, she's six, right? So I went with 50 cents, but she was so excited about the two quarters. I could have given her two pennies. See, I'm not good with that either. I don't know how much money, like an allowance, right? Because I know people say you should give them a dollar for every
year, like their age.
But like, Maitley doesn't need, what is she going to do with $6?
Right.
She would have had even six pennies. She was so thrilled just to have two quarters to knock together.
Yeah, we need help with that. Maybe, okay, if you have any ideas that are super easy to implement, please let us know. Super easy, like the least amount of steps and training required.
If you could come to our homes, that would be even better.
I would really prefer that.
Oh,
what
my
else
gosh.
Did we talk about? Tweens? Did we talk about the stage of parenting that we are in right now with our two oldest kids?
Well, in our favorite stage, but tween parenting is a roller coaster.
Yeah, I just think because you're trying to get them to be as independent as possible, but at this stage, they still need like as much direction as they can and probably more than they have needed in the past at some points, just as they're like maneuvering life.
Lots of emotions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Good and
too.
Bad. Like we're super happy or, you know, we're like just lots of, or we're super sad, like lots of emotions.
For both boys and girls.
Yes.
Because I even think, remember we've talked about this with the boys, they like their testosterone, I feel like is like they get mad over things that before it would not have made them mad where I'm like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah. Or sensitive over things where I would be like, you're typically not so sensitive over this topic. Tween parenting is fun because I feel like one minute, I really like this age because one minute we're having like a kind of almost adult conversation, like a very mature conversation. And then the next minute, you know, she's coloring butterflies with her sisters, right?
Yeah.
She goes both ways still. And I love that, you know, because there's
they're
like a sweetness.
They're not too old to play, to not play something, which is nice when you have younger kids.
For sure.
Yeah.
But Erica, what was hands down, without a doubt, the most talked about thing we mentioned in episode 3?
Andrew and Tab's tattoos.
They're matching tattoos.
Yes.
I mean, you all loved that story. Everybody loved the story. Everybody wanted to see photos, not happening because of the location on their bodies.
Let me say,
I feel like when you say it, it sounds worse. Are you going to say it?
No, I'm not going to say where it is, but I'm going to say, I think maybe people were envisioning it to be like in the worst location. I think like there are other locations it could be in that would be
terrible.
Worse. That's
Name
all I'm
going
to say.
Name one. See?
No, like if it was on like their cheeks, like their butt cheeks, that would be weirder.
Okay, I'm going to say
if it was on like their lower back, I think that would be weirder.
For two men to have matching tattoos. Oh my gosh, I'm going to say it. Can
and
I say
wait,
it? I'm going to say
record,
it.
There was another guy that got the matching tattoo. There were three of them.
Yes.
Maybe that makes it better. Maybe it makes it worse. But it wasn't just like this weird thing that just Tab and Andrew did. Another guy did it too.
Okay, but then also like six guys stood there and watched. Six guys didn't do it. Six guys watched and thought like, I'm going to make a different decision. I'm going to say where it is. I think most people, because of that episode, assume it was on their bottom. Okay.
I know. That's why I'm saying I think it's better. It's not like, it's like, on, okay, go ahead and say it. It's like on their front, like hip, thigh. What would you call that?
It's on their upper thigh, which yeah. I just think makes it weird.
Well, but I think, I mean, granted.
Who gets a tattoo there?
Well, in their defense, nobody can see it. But it's also like you could see someone, like if somebody was trying to show you, you could see it and you aren't like seeing all of their parts. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm glad they chose it. I'm glad it's not like on their arm. You know what I mean? I would prefer that. I'm glad you chose it. Because nobody should ever see that.
Oh my God.
But if they wanted to show someone, they could do it without somebody seeing like a crack. That's all I'm saying.
It's a smidgen away from their parts. I'm saying it. Andrew already had two on his chest. So I would have been okay. We've already ruined your chest. You might as well throw it back up there. And
you prefer them to have matching tattoos on their chest so that every time they're like out in public, like at a pool, people are like, oh, look, they're matching. No, I think that's worse. Nobody knows until we told people on this podcast. Matt, yes. Maybe we should be regretting that.
I mean, they loved the tattoo talk. It's so terrible. It's so terrible. And since then, Tab at least made his one poor decision. But Andrew added to his upper thigh tattoo situation. So his is just even, maybe that's why also I don't like it, is Andrew's is even larger.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I think this story, I just think it's funny. And I appreciate that they didn't put it in a public spot. But that's on Andrew. He made his bigger.
Yeah, Andrew made his bigger. Thank goodness my name's only four letters. Kensington's poor husband, he's going to wrap around his backside.
It would have gotten close to all his parts.
On both sides.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, I'm glad you like the tattoo story. I wish I could say that's like the worst, the two of them. But no, because we're going to break down besties here in just a second for you. Yeah. Those two wild characters that only get crazier. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so in episode four, we covered friendship.
We covered friendship in episode four. It also had a random reader question at the end that just no one cared about friendship. By the time that episode was over, that was not what they were reaching out about.
Nobody wanted to talk about it. Okay, so the question was...
Wait, stop. Not to back you up. Maybe we should cover friendship before we go to what everybody really wanted to know.
Okay.
Friendship was great. I hope it just encouraged you to have friends like love and support you. I felt like that was like anyone that wasn't talking about what I'm going to say, we're going to say in a minute, talked about like finding encouraging friends. I thought it was a sweet episode. So
yeah. And hopefully, you know, we had some good advice when it comes to friends and what you should look for when you're looking to make a new group of friends.
Or where you should look to make a new group of friends, because we tried to include those details too. Because we want everybody to have lots of friends that
Absolutely.
Are good friends.
Yeah.
But when the episode was over, what did everybody really want to talk about?
They wanted to talk about the question that was asked about how often, I think it was worded like how often you make it happen or something like that. So how often we have sex with our husbands on a weekly basis. We were honest. But I feel like maybe we didn't say this, but that's not always been the case, right? Like when I had little kids at home and I stayed at home and was keeping kids alive all day and was super tired and exhausted by the time Tab got home from work, my number was very different. So I don't want you to like see that or hear that and think like, oh gosh, like no, there are seasons where I'm sure the number will fluctuate a ton. And that's just the way it is right now.
That was a good word. I'm glad you brought that up. That was like, I'm glad you brought that up. I would also piggyback on that and say, I think my marriage is better on every level now, 17 and a half years later, than it was at the beginning. So if you're in a new marriage, like you just got married, I think like there might be kinks to work out. Like marriage for me has gotten just better because we've worked harder.
Yeah.
And on every level. And when you work hard on every level, then a lot of things just work out better. So I don't be too hard on yourself either if you're like newly married, because there's other stressors that affect a newly married relationship too.
Absolutely.
So many people, too many to count, would like us to do an episode where we break down this topic.
I'm nervous.
I don't know. Me too.
We're going to pray about that one and see if we have enough to talk about.
If you have feedback and you would like to email us or DM us or whatever. If that's a topic that you're like, yes, break that topic down, please let us know. It's not on the docket right now, but I would say that was the most, that's the biggest response we've ever had from any episode, right?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, maybe even if you're interested in that, give us a little feedback about like what specifically you want to hear more about. Because I feel like there's not that much to talk about when it comes to sex.
And while also feedback we could give while also being private and respectful of our own boundaries at the same time.
For sure, for sure.
And maybe that's not an episode, but lots of you asked for it. So moving right along, episode 5, we broke down Botox.
Yeah, yeah. Something I got sent a lot was about how many of you have not gone to a dermatologist just even for like mole checks ever. And so I hope that listening to that made you guys want to, you know, make an appointment and just start adding that to your yearly doctor appointments.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback too. So I hope you just found it encouraging. Because, you know, not just mole checks, any kind of check. Go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Get a mammogram. Get your annual check. Right. We want you taking care of yourselves and being the healthiest version that you can be. But skin checks are, I think they're the easiest. I'd rather get a skin check than go get a, right? Like skin checks are really fast and easy and could, you know, save your life.
Yes. I don't remember us talking about this in the episode, but we haven't done fillers yet. I got that question and the answer is no.
We'll just break that down some other time.
Yeah, maybe in a few more years.
Okay, moving right along, we went from breaking down Botox to breaking down bikinis in episode 6.
Yes. Okay. What did you get the most feedback about on this episode, Shay?
Adult diaper swimsuit.
I know, and I hate it because the swimsuit is so cute. So here's the thing. I think women do not see it that way because I posted the picture of me in 2 of those swimsuits. And then I even had people like DM me and say like, well, can we see a picture of the adult diaper swimsuit? And I wanted to be like, well, that was just it. But I think as women, we do not see it. We see it as like a cute, like a preppy looking swimsuit is how I think it looks. And I gave Tab a very hard time because I was like, no, so many people wear this. And you were like calling people out. But the truth is, if he saw it on anybody else, he would probably be like, oh yeah, that's a nice swimsuit. It's just in like a wife, husband relationship. Like, oh, I wish I mean, let's be real. If Tab was choosing my swimsuit, he would choose like a cheeky swimsuit, right? So I think that's why he made the correlation to like, oh, Erica, you're in a adult swim diaper swimsuit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure. If Andrew were picking out my swimsuit, oh, heaven help us all. I would be in a thong topless.
Yeah,
like Andrew would,
yeah,
he
that's
would,
what
like,
I mean. I think just, yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that your husband is interested, but you know what I mean? Like, I think it has nothing to do. Like if Ebby Lee was wearing that, he would not think that. Like he would think it looked darling. If somebody else, it wouldn't be something he automatically went to for other people. I think it was just like his wife in it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I do think they're very, I use this word, but I think they're editorial. Like there's something like they're so, they're not even like a swimsuit. They're so pretty.
Yeah. I think they look very like preppy, like very, you're covered. They're just cute. And all of the ones that I've gotten are from J. Crew. And I think they have a great selection because they have a variety of tops and bottoms that you can, you know, choose what style works best for you. So that's where all of mine came from. But yeah. And then even what's the crazy part in the episode? I'm like, watch, you're going to ask me to post a picture of myself in a swimsuit. And then there I did it. What? I mean,
I know.
Crazy times we're living in.
Just wait till we break down sex and then no. It's all happening. Really, I think bikinis was just fun. And I hope just people felt like they were chatting with their girlfriends because that's what we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
We probably should have done these episodes in reverse order because we went from bikinis to fitness. And I think maybe we go from fitness to bikinis in real life. But we moved on to fitness in the next episode.
Yes. And we kind of covered it in the intro. But after we recorded the podcast, we changed our fitness routine up a little bit.
Just this morning, I was giving our difficult trainer, a hard time because who is our trainer now?
Andrew.
Andrew's our new trainer. And just the moving around of the equipment is too much for me. It's just too hard. Andrew goes in there and just whips around equipment and picks up stuff so quickly. And I spent how long today trying to get that back lat thing to pull. I was working so hard. I got more of a workout just trying to get the back lat equipment set up than actually when I tried to work my lats.
But then let's be positive because our trainer showed up with what?
Oh, he was sweet. He did. He brought us Starbucks.
Yes. He opened the door at 6:45 with like two coffees in his hand. That was very nice. No other trainer has ever done that.
No, that's true. That's true. No, we broke down fitness in this episode and we went all the way back from like high school to what we're doing now, which is right now Andrew is training us. I just think the takeaway from that episode was give yourself grace. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say the moral to the story is like, do what makes you feel good about yourself. And every body type is going to look different. Every body type is going to do different things for fitness. But just like, be proud of who you are.
Yes. And there are seasons, right? Some seasons you have more time, energy, you can commit to working out. And some seasons you just can't. And I think you have to just give yourself grace and get through that season. And then another season will come on.
Absolutely. Yes.
Speaking of our trainer,
episode 8, when we had Andrew and Tab break down the besties. What did you guys think about that episode?
They loved them. I was a nervous wreck the whole time.
Me too. I mean, I've never done that like sign for like cut it out, like stop more than I did as they were recording.
They think they're so funny. Let's just say that. They are funny, but we gave them an open mic and they just amped the funniness. Clearly, you guys want to see more Tab and Andrew on here. Erica and I would love to incorporate them more. If you have ideas, whether that's a group podcast with all four of us or maybe like just Tab and Erica or just Shay and Andrew, or have them just on more often talking about more men things. We are so open to suggestions because the people have spoke and they love Tab and Andrew. So help us come up with ways to incorporate them more.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're a breath of fresh air a little bit because they're like unapologetically them.
Ooh, that was good.
So yeah, send us some topics, send us some ideas, and we'll do our best to make it happen.
Those two with their upper thigh tattoos. Terrible. After we broke down the besties in episode 8, we moved on to episode 9 where we broke down social media. And this is, I still have a heaviness in my heart.
I know, we got all like serious and we talked different and we were like, guys, we were so worried about like stepping on toes. I feel like I'm not going to say it again, but just know that like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. And I feel like I've said it like 17 times, probably the 9 in me, right? But we also know that there are like holes in every system. So our system has holes. There are negatives to how we're doing it. Just the other night, we were with friends at dinner and we were talking about how Nixon had used my phone to text one of his friends. And Nixon was so awkward. Like he was like staring at it and then watching the bubbles come up and like, oh my gosh, she's responding. And just in that moment, I was like, he like isn't good at this because he doesn't do it. So there are definitely, there's not a system that's like perfect.
No, we were just trying to give you an alternative.
Yeah.
To maybe what's more mainstream. And that is our kids just aren't into technology right now. So, but if yours are, that's totally cool too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of reference it occasionally. So we just wanted to like chat about it. But yeah, we're raising a bunch of awkward kids that don't know how to text. So
yeah. That are like, we all got our struggles. When the bubbles show up, just know that's happening.
Oh, we moved on from episode 9. And then last week, you guys heard episode 10, which we're going to call part 1.
Yeah. I mean, if Shay has it her way, it's like part 1 of a 72 part series. That's like my trigger number apparently today. I keep referencing 72.
We broke down Enneagram, which I'm still just giddy about.
Yeah. If you could see her now, she's smiling.
I am. Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. It was fun to look at each number and kind of discuss, you know, some characteristics that go along with all the Enneagram types.
You know which Enneagram number I've been paying the most attention to lately?
I hope 9, because I'm a 9. What?
I feel like I have really gone deep on 9. 7, because I'm trying to figure out Tab, and Tab's being defiant and not taking the Enneagram test either makes him an 8 or a 7, which goes along with what I think he is probably.
Yeah, which probably either makes him a 7 wing 8 or an 8 wing
7.
Yes,
that's what I think.
Like, he's a weird combination.
He's either like having too much fun to stop and take the test. I can so see that.
Yeah.
Or he's like, you can't tell me what to do. I can see that too.
But yes.
He's like the perfect balance of so fun, spontaneous, but then yet he's got that 8 challenger self, which I like totally
dig. You can't
dig.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know.
We need
a big question mark still.
We still don't know. I just listened to a podcast about 7s because I'm just trying to figure out, is Tab a 7? I'm not sure.
We'll talk him into it one day.
So that wraps up the first 10 episodes.
Yay, I'm so glad we made it to 10.
Yay! So I hope you guys thought this was fun. Next week, we'll be back breaking down a brand new topic for you with random reader questions at the end and everything. But now moving forward, as you're listening to an episode, if you have questions or feedback or want to be a part of this, we will continue to like recap as we move along.
Yeah. Anything you think of that you want us to like dive a little deeper on in the middle of the episode, shoot us a message or email us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com and we'll be sure to include it in our recap.
And if you loved us today, please like give us lots of likes and stars and happy faces and lots of love on your podcast platform. Thank you guys so much for listening this week.
Yes, we're so glad you're here and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Bestie Breakdown is brought to you by Erica Slaughter and Shay Scholl.
It's produced by John Reinhardt at Free Dream Studio.
We love emails.
Reach out to us at thebestiebreakdown@gmail.com.